to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you are on Empowered by the Spirit, a very special show with Pastor Jason Noble. And Jason Noble, you've got to see the film Breakthrough, because it is about him and about a miracle of a young man named John Smith. Pastor Jason, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. It's great to be here, Deacon.
Well, what a thrill to have you here. This movie, Breakthrough, is going to change lives.
Amen.
It's going to increase faith. It's going to just transform souls.
Amen.
Tell us about your background as a pastor. You were actually pastoring in California for a while, correct?
Yeah. I started out as a children's pastor in Stockton, California, and from there went to the National Assemblies of God headquarters, where I was a children's ministry director for the nation.
Fantastic.
Then went to Port Angeles, Washington, where I was a lead pastor, and then on to St. Louis, where I lead pastored, and that's where the story happened.
So this story, Breakthrough, it is mandatory. I'm praying it's mandatory for you to go see it.
Yes.
I have now seen it three times. Can you believe that?
I can.
It's not even out yet, and I've seen it three times. And every time I see it, I'm more emotional than the last time.
It's amazing.
And so tell our listening audience about the story and about what happened.
Yeah. So back on January 19th, 2015 in St. Louis, John Smith, a 14-year-old boy, fell through the ice in Lake St. Louis. He was under for 15 minutes. They worked on him overall for another 45 after they pulled him out. I mean, it was a miracle that they actually pulled him out of the water and even found him. I mean, you know, and that's what the whole story was. It's just a series of miracles that God had set up. If you think they're just coincidences, this is a story that proves that wrong. God just has everything set up. So they pulled him out of the water. They worked on him for another 45 minutes. At an hour and 8 minutes in the hospital, which was a Catholic hospital, St. Joe's West.
There you go.
You know, we were very thankful.
Give us a plug there.
Right? I mean, thankful so much for their care. They got ready to call time of death, and they called Joyce in, John's mom, to say goodbye. And she, in a split moment decision, she walked in and she had decided she was not going to let her son go. She walked in and she prayed, "Holy Spirit, bring my son back to life." I mean, and the whole hospital heard her pray that prayer. I mean, you know,
hallelujah,
it was not quiet.
Hallelujah, and, hallelujah. In this Easter season, we can rejoice.
Amen. And, you know, and sometimes we just got to get loud about stuff and we got to get serious. And that's what she did. She walked in and she prayed that prayer, and not a moment, not 5 minutes, not 10 minutes, not 20 and 2 hours. The moment she prayed that prayer, his heartbeat came back.
I just want to say, praise you, Lord Jesus.
And amen.
My brothers and sisters listening in on the many stations that we're on, just remember John 14:12, where Jesus said, "You will do what I do and more and more
and more,
because I go to the Father for you." You know, miracles are a daily thing that's happening, but we've got to believe, and the
Amen.
Faith that this movie will provide us by seeing this is a true story of actually what happened.
It is. And from there, John was not out of the woods. The doctors came in and said that there was a 1% chance that John would make it. He was brain dead. Every organ in catastrophic failure. They said that if he did live, he would be a vegetable. I mean, and so that prognosis, I mean, it was difficult at that moment. And that's when I walked on the scene, and we took a group of pastors in the room and we started praying over John. We prayed two things. We prayed one, "Lord, restore his breath. Breathe into him like you did the breath of Adam, as you breathed into Adam back in Genesis." I mean, and at that moment, I turned around in the room and I saw two angels that were floor to ceiling. And those angels, I mean, I just knew God was there in a powerful way. There were two angels that I'd seen in Port Angeles, Washington, when I'd gotten called to pray for a lady. She was 85 years old, in a coma. They said she had about 15 minutes to live. So I got down to her ear and I said, "Ma'am, you're like on the edge of eternity. Like, this is your time to make a decision for Jesus. If you want to do that, will you squeeze my hand?" And I felt this faint squeeze, and I turned around in the back of the room. Those same two angels were in that room.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
It was incredible. And within 15 minutes, the color started coming back into her body. She woke up an hour late, like in an hour. And when she woke up, she said, I've given my life to Jesus. And she walked out of the hospital a day later, completely healed. And so I knew, you know, and there's no equation for a miracle. There's no like A plus B equals C, but those angels were in the room. And as going back to John, as we prayed that, John overbreathed his respirator. He opened his eyes. I looked in his eyes. I'm like, man, God, you are doing something in this room. From there, we prayed, God, recreate his brain. I believe that God's still a creator. That didn't stop at the in Genesis, that God still creates.
Amen.
And so we said, Lord, recreate his brain. And literally, I felt like there was a millions of rainbow colors over his head. And like you could just hear in the room, like this is, like God was putting, like almost knitting his brain back together again. And at that moment, he opened his eyes. Shoulders came off of his bed, and I saw life. I knew that, God had done something. And so I walked out of the room and I told Joyce, I said, Joyce, I don't know how, I don't know when, but John is going to walk out of this hospital. He will walk out. What God has just done, I know it. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt. And one of the most iconic pictures of the whole story is him and I walking out of the hospital 16 days later.
Oh, praise the Lord. My brothers and sisters, God is real.
Amen.
We're with Pastor Jason Noble, the pastor, the actual pastor of which the movie and the book Breakthrough was written and shown as a feature film. Please see the film. It is amazing.
Yes.
It's going to increase your faith. And how did this whole experience increase your faith?
You know, for me, I've always believed. I mean, like when I knew God had told us in that room that he was going to show up and that he had John, that God, John was going to walk out. That's all that solidifies it for me. You know, I've always believed that if you're obedient, that you listen to God. And I think for me, seeing it live and seeing it in person just cemented it. I mean, it was like the cement that goes, you know what, God can do anything.
You know, it's interesting, Jason. I go around speaking to many groups, and I've written two books on miracles, Expecting Experience Miracles and Overcoming Adversity Through Miracles. I asked the people in the audience, how many of you feel like you've experienced a miracle? And the Catholic definition of miracle is God's supernatural intervention in your life,
yes.
Supernaturally.
Right.
95% of the people raised their hand.
Wow.
That they have experienced some supernatural intervention in their life,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is just not a little supernatural intervention. This is a big one.
Right.
But nevertheless, God is real. And if we all believe that, the whole world is going to change.
Exactly. You know, and as we walked through this process, one of the things that we saw was that it would happen one little miracle at a time. And so with John, you know, I mean, it took him 16 days. We had to fight for those miracles. We had to trust God for every situation that came along. But as we watch this play out, you know, sometimes we want to look for the big miracle and we want to see all of that at once. But the reality of it is God works one small miracle at a time to come together for this tapestry of miracles that God just shows up. And so my encouragement to people is don't give up when you don't see exactly what you hope for, but take the time to thank God for what he's already done.
My brothers and sisters, take a look at Hebrews 10:36. It says you need perseverance,
yes,
to receive what God has in store for you.
Yep.
Perseverance.
We give up too easy.
Yep. And, you know, there's reasons why it takes longer, because look at St. Monica for St. Augustine, a big Catholic thing, but nevertheless,
yeah,
they're really important. It took how many years? I mean, 17 years or beyond that. Lots of times it'll take time, but perseverance changes everything.
It does. And I wrote a book, the follow-up book called Breakthrough to Your Miracle, where we really talk about what it looks like to position ourselves for a miracle.
I love it.
Because what the reality is, every miracle that we read in the Bible, God always uses a human component that goes along with that. And so he chooses to partner with us, and he chooses to partner with conduits. And I think a big piece to that is perseverance, God's timing. We want it now. We live in a society where everything happens right now, and we're not serving a God that works that way.
Couple scriptures again. Hebrews 11:6 says it's impossible to please God without faith.
Yep.
And he will reward those who believe in him.
Yes.
And 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith and not by sight.
Yep.
This is all about faith. You know, you look at the actual person, Joyce Smith, who was the mother, you know, and I don't know how if the film depicted it exactly, but it looked to me like she was carrying that faith.
Yep.
And so many people around her thought that, hey, he's going to die because that's what medical science would predict.
Yes.
But faith overcomes everything.
It does. And, you know, I think it's interesting. The first scripture you mentioned, there was the word faith and belief.
Yes.
Okay. And so faith and belief are two different things. And
Amen.
So I don't think we talk about it enough because people in ministry, I've ran into people that go, well, I'm just trying to build my faith and I don't know how to do it. And if you look at scripture, Jesus said, you either have it or you don't. It's the size of a mustard seed. That's all you need. You know, belief is a completely different matter. Belief is, God, I believe what you say and I'm going to act upon that. And, you know, it's kind of like I tell people, and I write about this in my book, I say, you know, faith is like knowing there's a gym. Belief is actually going in and working out.
You know, it's interesting you should say that because I have not used that and I will now. So if I can,
I'll
plagiarize you.
It didn't come from me, you know.
It came from the Lord, right?
Exactly.
But the other thing I talk about, you know, I create a new English word called expective faith or expecting faith, expecting something to happen. And I think that's kind of like your belief.
Well, belief. And, you know, the thing is, you can build belief. It comes by getting into the word. It comes by your prayer life. It becomes by, you know, watching what God does, having that expectant heart. You're going to get what you expect.
Amen. And my brothers and sisters, that is a big part of what this show is about, Empowered by the Spirit.
Yep.
It's about teaching us that God is real. God loves us passionately, but we have to expect it. Ask, right? And we'll receive. Seeking you'll find. Knocking, the door will be open. Matthew 7:7, Luke 11:9. And in Luke 11, it talks about the fact that if we know how to give good gifts to our children, our wicked, we who are wicked know how to give good gifts. How much more will the Father in heaven give us the Holy Spirit?
Amen. Well, and here's the thing. On those gifts, we have to actually open them up.
Exactly.
We can't just sit there and look at them. At Christmas, you would never just sit there and look at the package.
Amen.
And I think that's what a lot of believers do. We sit there and we look at the package and we never open it up. And it's time to start opening it up.
It's time to open it up and change the face of the earth. You know, we talk about, you know, putting the light of Christ into the darkness.
Yes.
And unfortunately, there's a lot of darkness. How did this change?
I like the darkness. Do you know why? Because the light shines brighter in the darkness. So the
light shines brighter in the darkness. How did this experience actually change the entire community?
You know, I mean, it started with our church. We had over 150 miracles of healing, stage 4 cancer.
Wow.
Kidneys. I mean, like God just showed up and people just started. I mean, we had a gentleman that had a deep brain bleed during this time who we thought for sure was not going to turn around. I mean, we just came in and we did the same. We just prayed expectantly. We got a hold of God. Today, he's 98% healed. And so, I mean, it really just built that in the community, St. Louis as a whole. It was during the Michael Brown stuff. So during, I mean, St. Louis was on fire. And, you know, in that perspective, I think it really opened the eyes of the community. People came together. You can't all help but to be touched by a situation like this.
Amen. My brothers and sisters, this is a miracle movie, the
Amen.
Movie Breakthrough. You are on Empowered by the Spirit. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're going to be right back after a short break.
This is John Romero, Director of Music at Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. We are just months away from the dedication of our beautiful cathedral, but in the meantime, we have some spectacular concerts at Christ Cathedral. Check out our website at ChristCathedralMusic.org or our Facebook page at Christ Cathedral Music. We'd love to see you here.
Christ Cathedral Concerts. Great music in a sacred place. For tickets, visit ChristCathedralMusic.org.
Are you looking for relevant ways to respond to modern cultural challenges like gender ideology, the Me Too movement, feminism, and the constant masculine critique? This is Timory Millington. Listen to my show, Trending with Timory, as I'm joined by regular guests who defend what the Catholic Church teaches about sexuality and family. Join me Sunday afternoons on Relevant Radio or catch all the episodes at radiotrending.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you are on Empowered by the Spirit. Pastor Jason Noble the actual pastor that appears in the movie Breakthrough that has just been released a few days ago. This movie is going to change lives,
Amen.
Is going to change and build up faith, is going to allow miracles to happen. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. And again, give our audience a quick synopsis of this important film.
Yeah, I mean, so it's the journey of John Smith, who fell in the ice on Martin Luther King Day back in 2015. He was under for 15 minutes. They worked on it. They pulled him out, worked on him for another 45, so an hour altogether. Walked in, got ready to call time of death at an hour and 8 minutes. And his mom walked in the room and she prayed, "Holy Spirit, bring my son back to life. Don't take my son." And God's power filled the room. They said that literally the temperature changed when she walked in the room, and his heartbeat came back. I mean,
you know, and there's a couple of things as you see this film. And I have to say to my listening audience, I have seen it 3 times. I have never advocated a film more than this particular
wow.
film.
Amen.
Ever.
I feel
and
the same
because
way.
I believe very strongly that faith moves mountains, as scripture
Amen.
Says, right? And let's start with a firefighter. Now, I don't know how much Hollywood changed what actually happened and so forth, but in the movie it says he heard a voice. Is
yes, that's correct. 100%.
And so this, let's go to the actual lake where he fell through the ice. The lake, they said, was like 25 feet deep.
You know, so the way the lake worked out is in most places the lake was 25 to 55 feet deep with
wow.
a muddy bottom.
Wow.
And where John happened to go down, just happened, I put quotation marks around that, it was 10 feet with a rocky bottom, which is important because they used a pipe pole, which is that, you know, they use those to rip sheetrock off, but they used a 10-foot pipe pole. That's all they had on the truck to reach down. So if John was right on the edge too. It's interesting. They said that literally he was on the edge of falling off into where it was much deeper. One little bit of current would have pushed him in. And so, you know, as they reached that pole down, they pulled up and he was there. Right,
and this
where they
was
told him.
Tommy Shine. Was
Tommy Shine. Yep.
Tommy Shine as a firefighter.
Right.
And so he heard a voice, right?
Yes.
And what'd the voice say?
Said, "Go 2 feet over.
Specifically.
Take two steps over." And, yeah, I mean, literally, why this is so important is it was literally seconds. They were literally like 30 seconds away from calling the search and the retrieval team in, which should have been done.
Right.
I mean, they had 30 seconds to go.
So, my brothers and sisters, the Lord does speak to us at times audibly. At the last minute. And he spoke, and this is the part I love, to someone that didn't necessarily believe, right?
Right, yeah, he didn't have a relationship with the Lord.
He doubted.
Yeah.
He doubted God's existence, at least what's shown in the movie.
Yeah, he's in real life, he's not an atheist. The movie kind of shows him as an atheist.
Okay.
But he's not that. But he was really struggling with his faith.
He was struggling with his faith.
Yep.
He hears a voice. He thinks it's like the fire.
The chief on the bank.
The chief on the bank. It wasn't. And so he goes exactly where John Smith, the young 14-year-old boy, was, and pulls him out. I mean, absolutely incredible.
At the last minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, 15 minutes of being down.
Now, it's interesting watching the movie, and I'm going to say to everybody, I mean, you see certain movies so many different times, right? Oh, I went to see Star Wars 7 times, 10 times. I'm going to challenge people not just to see the movie. I'm going to challenge them to see it multiple times.
And bring unsaved friends.
And every time you come, bring people who don't
yes,
know the Lord.
100%.
Because your life is going to change. And every time I see it, I pick up something new.
Yep.
You know, and it's the subtleties, like you said, about Joyce praying for the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
You know, and often we talk about it as Catholics that the Holy Spirit's forgotten person of the Trinity.
100%.
Right? Is that true?
It's across the board.
Across the board.
And people are even afraid of him.
Yeah.
People are afraid of the Holy Spirit, which I think is so interesting because who is the Holy Spirit? It's God.
Amen.
The 3-in-1. I mean, it's like.
Who loves us?
Right. So you're like saying, well, I'm afraid of God. I mean, like, that's really what you're saying.
Right. It's the action verb. We talk about the Holy Spirit being the action, right?
Yeah.
The person
of the Trinity.
Third person. Amen. And so she's praying the Holy Spirit for something to happen. The miracle of John, not just coming back to life. I mean, that in itself, Lazarus experience, right?
Right.
But he should have been, I guess, a vegetable, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, there should have been, I mean, no cognitive ability.
Now, you changed, obviously, your routine, what you were doing. You were at his bedside for like 18 hours. What compelled you to do that?
So that next morning, after we'd had that experience in the evening, that next morning, I went home for a little bit, but came back. And when I walked in the room, and the doctors were still saying he's brain dead. There's no chance, you know, of him making it. Walked in the room and walked up to his bed. And I said, John, it's Pastor Jason. And tears rolled down his eyes.
Oh, praise the Lord.
While he was in a coma. And I go, do you want me to stay with you? And he shook his head. And at that moment, I felt like the Lord told me, he said, there are times that I ask a pastor to leave the 99 for the one. And that's what I'm asking you to do. You are called to stay here until I release you.
And oh, praise the
Lord. Haven't been released yet. So we're still all working together and
all connected together.
All connected. And so, you know, I mean, at that point I knew, I mean, I went home and even told my wife, I called her and I said, I really felt like the Lord just told me that we are here and that we're going to walk this out together.
And it has to impact your life in a huge way, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, huge way. And we never expected a movie. We never expected, I mean, who would have ever thought while we were walking through that? But went from pastoring full-time to working on the movie with Church Engagement full-time. I mean, so kind of a whole different world and unexpected world. I mean, last night we were at the premiere, and as we were looking
which
at
was
that,
awesome.
It was an awesome premiere. But my family was with me, and that we were all pinching ourselves. We're like, we could have never imagined that this would be where God would have us. But we've always said, Lord, wherever you open the door, we'll go. And especially for me, it's not about a movie. It's not about Hollywood. It's not about, I mean, that stuff's all great. But for me, it is about spreading the message of God's power and the fact that he still does the impossible.
My brothers and sisters, God is the God of the possible. He
Amen.
Does the impossible. My brothers and sisters, Jesus is real.
Amen.
Is
Amen.
Real. And accept him into your life. You know, we talk about the greatest journey being 18 inches from the head to the heart.
Yes.
It's not about being in the head. It's about being in the heart.
No.
That's
exactly.
What this movie is about.
Right.
The true life story is about changing of heart. And let's talk about the father for a second, because
yeah.
I thought that was, you know, one of my favorite actors, Josh Lucas. I'll give him a shout out. Played Brian Smith, the father of John. Tell us about his role.
Yeah, so he had some health issues a couple of years, because Joyce and Brian are both grandparent age. And so in the movie, they age them down a little bit, but they're both grandparent age. And Brian had some health issues that really kept him from being at John's bedside. And so walking through it was a difficult process for him. And, you know, just, you know, they captured it well.
Well, one of the most important things is that no matter where you are, God is holding you by the hand,
100%.
Which is really important. Now, the whole aspect of prayer is just a gigantic part of this movie. Tell us about that and the role prayer plays in the story.
You know, prayer is a central key point of how this happened. I mean, and that was something that we, from the very beginning, from the moment it started, we had people praying. We were on Facebook. We were spreading it across the world. You know, the second night in, we had a prayer vigil at the church where we had 300 people. Even the two boys that fell in with John were there praying for him. And, you know, so then throughout, by about 7 days in, the nurses had seen the power of prayer, and they would literally give us a list of prayer requests. When we came in the morning, they go, here's your prayer requests. And they were all needs that John had for that day that needed, like, we needed God to show up. And by the end of that day, those would go out across the world. By the end of that day, every need was met.
My brothers and sisters, prayer changes things.
Changes things, 100%.
And Jason, Pastor Jason Noble, who was the actual pastor there as depicted in the film Breakthrough, you used every available tool that you had. As you mentioned, you had social media.
Oh, yeah.
Did you also go on TV? It shows you going on TV.
No, we did that later.
Okay.
We did that later. We were very protective of that. So,
but nevertheless, you galvanize your community at 100%. Your church. How about the school?
Yeah, the school was on board. I mean, everybody was praying. It was a moment where I think everybody realized the power of prayer.
It's incredible. And, you know, when we pray together, great things happen.
I agree. There's, in the world that we live in today with social media and all of that, we're more disconnected than ever. It's really interesting. And I think we lose the power of what happens. Like when scripture says we're two or three together, they're in my name,
Amen.
Then I'm there. And, you know, I think there's something about the community coming together and really praying.
And did they actually come together in a candlelight too?
Well, it was at the church that evening, but then no, it wasn't at the hospital.
But so. At the church and coming together in prayer is just so important.
Now, I will say in the waiting room they did. I mean, there were times in the waiting room we had 250 people. The hospital literally had to open up other rooms because there were so many people there.
What did you do to try to increase faith of those that were doubting? Not so much the mother, you know, but perhaps other people were doubting and so forth.
I didn't have to do anything. I showed them what God was doing. All
wow.
I had to do was tell them.
Wow, you just were telling them what was going on, and that was it.
Yeah, I mean, on Facebook, we'd always come back. We really felt early on, and overall, it's kind of a big picture thing. One of the things that we really said was, God, we don't know what to do in this situation. You need to lead us and guide us. I mean, literally, what's your strategy? And we would pray that prayer every moment. So the prayer vigil, that was something God told us to do. The first responder service, that was something God told us to do. And so, you know, with that, I think that we follow God's direction. And one of the things he said is, make sure that you give me praise for what I've done. Like,
Amen.
That just really hit our hearts. And so every time a prayer request would go out, we'd always loop back and we'd put a praise report to say, look what God did.
Our ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts, we believe, as you do, as the church does,
yeah.
strongly in God's intervention, God's
Amen.
Miracles. And so many times we do prayer services all over, and we pray over people, and they're incredible miracles, as you said.
Yes.
You know, cancer's being healed, whatever. But I never hear about them.
I know. There's no... Exactly. I mean...
like a year later, I'll show up again at another event. Someone will come up. You know, a year ago, you prayed over me. And guess what? My stage 4 cancer was instantly... Why didn't you tell me? Instantly
right.
healed.
And I think we're given miracles to shout it from the rooftop.
Amen.
Like to tell everybody we know. Like God doesn't just give us miracles to hold on to.
Amen.
I think when God gives us a miracle, we need to tell everybody we know.
And because all of us need to have our faith enhanced and
yes.
built up and so forth. And you know,
the
when
word
I,
of our testimony.
Amen.
I
amen.
Mean, Scripture tells us.
Amen. And you are just an incredible evangelist. There's no question in my mind. And what
my heartbeat is for the lost.
Amen. And what does the word evangelist mean or evangelization mean? It means good news.
It does. And you know, my feeling is the greatest miracle that can happen is when somebody gives their life to Jesus.
Amen.
When eternity happens. And so, you know, all of the other miracles are great. But, you know, to me, when somebody is saved, it's the greatest miracle there is.
And that is what it's all about, my brothers and sisters. And as right. we're in this Easter season, may we understand the joy of the resurrection and understand
Amen.
That that's what Jesus wants us to do, is to experience the joy of the resurrection in which we are united with him
yep.
and one with him.
Yep.
And when that happens, everything changes.
Well, that, you know, here's the thing. That's a practical application of the gospel.
Amen. Amen.
It's not something like, oh, you know, I mean, when you say the joy of the Lord is our what?
Strength.
And so if we're
Nehemiah.
Experiencing the joy of resurrection, think about the strength that brings into our life.
Amen. My brothers and sisters, the movie Breakthrough is a life changer. The movie Breakthrough will just inspire you. So go see it many
yes.
times and bring your friends. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You're on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be right back to talk more about the role of faith, the role of evangelization, and how Breakthrough will really enhance your life. We'll be right back.
In L.A. County, there are more than 28,000 children in foster care. And sadly, every day more children enter the system. But their story doesn't have to end there. Maybe you've been thinking about starting or expanding your family. If so, there's a child in foster care waiting for you. A simple visit to fosterall.org can change the course of a child's life and yours. As a proud partner with the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, Foster All takes the guesswork out of navigating the foster adopt process and will match you with a foster family agency that suits your needs. Each agency is different, so let Foster All be your guide. Log on to fosterall.org. There's a community of amazing people waiting to support your decision to love a child, and Foster All is right beside you the entire way. Do you have room in your heart and your home for a child? Begin your journey with Foster All today at fosterall.org. That's fosterall.org.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you are on Powered by the Spirit. We're high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral, and this is one of my favorite, if not my most favorite show
so awesome.
Ever. And this is with Pastor Jason Noble, the actual pastor. The film Breakthrough was inspired by what he did and what John Smith obviously went through, a 14-year-old boy that fell through the ice and was dead for how long?
Oh, 45 minutes. I mean...
45 minutes.
An hour and eight altogether when you include all of the time.
And not only did he come back to life as a result of prayer, as a result of the intervention of our Lord Jesus Christ, but when he finally got out of the coma, and you had mentioned to me in the film, it shows that, you know, that was just such a horrendous experience.
It was, yeah.
When they pulled everything and actually it was tamer in the film, you said, than in real life.
That was probably the darkest moment of our whole because we are looking at him thrashing. We are looking at him coming out of a coma. We are also wondering, who's this boy going to be?
Exactly.
Like, we don't know.
Exactly. And what's that going to mean for the rest of our lives, right, as a result of this? And so tell me about what happened, because obviously it's very dramatic in the movie, but what actually happened?
Yeah, I mean, so the morning came and the doctors had said, okay, we need to pull him off. We need to get him awake. It was the third day, which I think is interesting.
Interesting.
Woke up on the
Rose
third day.
On the third day.
Right. And then 7 days in, they got ready to pull the trach out. And so at that point, they pulled it out and it was pretty crazy. You know, I mean, not knowing, like, okay, what kind of neurological issues is the boy going to have? What kind of physical issues? Like, we don't know what it's going to be like. And he was thrashing and he was moving around. And, you know, I mean, coming out of it was just, it was really, really rough. And we just stopped and prayed and we said, God, you got to help us. And, you know, when it showed him coming up out of the water, in the movie, and that might be a spoiler alert, I'm not sure, but it's worth seeing. Yeah, exactly. And so, but he said that's what it was like for him. Like, they captured what he felt like walking through that with that scene.
So what was the first thing that happened when he became conscious?
He woke up and he said to his mom,
that in the movie.
Yep.
And he says, hi, mom.
Yep.
And of course everyone had to be crying and just believe it.
Yes.
Cause he was articulate. He was coherent.
Well, and usually when they pull a trach out, you can't even talk.
Right.
And he was talking right away. It was incredible just to watch him come back. I mean, it was like literally every faculty in his body was working like normal.
There's no question that God has a plan and purpose.
He does.
For all of us, and a plan and purpose for those that really are part of this movie and see the movie.
Right.
Tell us more about that.
You know, it's so true. And one of the questions we get a lot is, would have you trusted God if John would have died? Would you have the same kind of faith? And the answer is yes. I mean, and here's why, is I think that in this discussion of life, you have to be willing to talk about death too, because life and death go hand in hand. And, you know, as we walk through this, if it would have been a different outcome, we would have still trusted God. And I think that's an interesting discussion that Christians need to have, that death is not the end.
Amen. Amen. So Proverbs 18:21.
Speaking life.
Tell us about what that verse is.
You know, the power of life and death is in the tongue. And if you go on to read it, the Bible says you will eat the fruit of that. To me, we speak death over our situation so many times. I hear people go, well, I'm just a realist. No, if you're a realist, speak life, because that's what Jesus is going to do. You know, without any idea of the outcome, we have to speak life. And some people say, well, what does that mean? And very practically, I think it means taking God's promises that you find in Scripture and speaking them out over your situation.
I could not agree with you more. Hallelujah. Yep. My brothers and sisters, please, I beg of you, literally, understand these words that Pastor Jason Smith is saying to you. Take a look at this scripture, Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Those who choose one shall eat its fruit.
Wow.
And so what comes out of your mouth, and this is in also the Gospel of Matthew, it says, by your words you'll be acquitted, by your words you'll be condemned.
Yep.
So by what you say, right, makes such a big deal. You think about the blessings, right? The blessings, what comes out of your mouth, right?
Yep. Well, and what comes out of your mouth, the Bible also says, is what is in your heart.
Amen.
And so that's a good indication of what's going on inside of your heart. Use those words. Listen to your words. And that's a good way to judge what's going on inside of your heart and your spirit person. And to me, we speak death. We speak death over our situation.
Oh, amen.
And we wonder why then that's the outcome.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
And you go back to Genesis. What did God, when we go to the very first part of the Bible, it talks about God creating the heavens and the earth. And how did he do it? He spoke it into being.
By his word.
By his word.
And people forget, who is Jesus? The word made flesh.
Yes.
Right?
You
know?
Yes.
And in John 1, you know, take a look at that. You know, it's just so, so important. This is such an important movie for parents, for grandparents, because to speak the words of faith, to speak the words of blessing, to speak the words of healing, and stay with it in spite of other people perhaps having different opinions.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on that?
Man, I think we have to. And, you know, so many times the enemy tries to get us sidetracked.
Amen.
He gives us perspective that is not God's perspective. And then we speak it into being with our mouth. In fact, you know, scripture actually says the enemy does not know what you're thinking until you speak it out.
Exactly.
And so when you speak it out, you know, some people wonder, why do I keep getting attacked? Why does the enemy keep attacking me in the same way? Why do the same things happen? Because he knows it's working. Why? Because you speak it out.
Exactly. And every time you speak condemnation, that you speak words of that you don't believe something, or you literally, we can have curses on people.
Yes. Well, yes. I mean, 100%. I mean, I've seen it happen. You know, where you curse people with your mouth. The scripture talks to us about it.
Exactly.
You know, and to me, I think as believers, we've got to be uplifting. We've got to use our words to do good.
By the way, the word Barnabas.
I love Barnabas.
Oh. Barnabas, it means encourager,
yes,
right?
Yes, I love Barnabas.
The son of encouragement. Our dog is named Barnabas. Can you believe
it? No, what kind of dog?
Yeah, it's a kind of a mixed dog.
Okay.
But, you know, we call him Barnabas because... And scripture talks about being an encourager.
Oh, man.
And that's what this film is all about.
Yes.
Is in encouraging our faith, encouraging the fact that God is real and so forth. And how did this change the Smith family and perhaps the entire community? How did what happened
Well,
change?
I will tell you for John, and I want to just piggyback up before I go into this question. Let's be encouragers.
Exactly.
Let us be, you know, I want to challenge every one of your listeners.
Amen.
Be an encourager. The world doesn't need more people who are realists. The world doesn't need more critics. We need encouragers.
Amen.
And so across the U.S., let's be an army of people that encourage.
And scripture says, encourage one another.
Yes.
Encourage the holy ones.
Exactly.
Encourage one another.
Even the unholy ones.
Encourage everybody. Everybody. You know,
the unholy ones need it more.
Oh, exactly. Be an encourager, and it will make such a big difference. So,
and you know, what we reap, we sow. So when you're going to need an encourager, and what we sow, we reap.
Exactly.
You know? And so when you're looking to reap encouragement, man, if you planted the seed of encouragement, I just read it in scripture today, what you plant in the planting
Amen.
Season time
Amen.
Will be what you harvest.
And you take a look at Philippians, the fourth chapter of Philippians, my brothers and sisters, you know, think about everything that's pure, that's gracious,
yes.
that's praiseworthy. Think about those things. Then the God of peace will come upon you.
Yep, it's what
right?
we're thinking about. I mean, you know, it's I love how Joyce Meyer talks about stinking thinking. You know, some of our thinking is really stinking. But I would say back to the question, how did it change the family? I think for the biggest person it changed was John. When John went down in the water, he was not serving the Lord. He had been fighting this whole identity issue. That's another issue that people have in a big way today is identity. They don't know who they are. They don't know who God created them to be, and they don't know who loves them. And, you know, in that discussion, John really struggled with his identity. He really struggled. In fact, for another 2 years, I mean, he pretty much ran from the Lord even after the accident.
Interesting.
And, we spent many, many hours at Starbucks talking through life and talking through, like, dude, I mean, God has a plan for your life. He has a purpose for your life. You know, he got the basketball was taken away. I go, man, you can't give up. God has more than just basketball for you. And so we walked him through this process of healing. And one of the things he'll tell you is he really had to forgive. He had to forgive his birth mom for putting him up for adoption. And all of that's really just happened within the last year. And so God has rocked him.
And what is he doing now?
He will be graduating high school, and then in the fall, he'll be going to North Central University in Minneapolis to become a pastor.
Now, this movie, Breakthrough, and again, we're with the actual pastor that certainly was part of all the events that happened, Pastor Jason Noble, that stood by the side of John Smith, the 14-year-old boy that went through ICE and was literally dead for, yeah. for a long time. This movie is meant to change lives.
It is.
And so tell us, what would you hope and pray that the takeaway is as you watch this film? What could the takeaway be, and what do you pray the takeaway is?
My prayer for people is that they would look at that and go, man, if God can do it for John, he can do it for me.
Amen.
And just to restore hope, to restore, you know, there's a process of healing that happens as people watch the movie, you know, that the local church will step up to the plate and be there to help walk people through healing. I mean, you know, but most of all, just hope, to know that God can do it for them.
Okay, now let's talk about something near and dear to my heart, marketing.
Yes, yeah.
And mobilization, because we need to mobilize an army. I really so believe this.
Amen.
That as Christians, as believers, we have so much around us that is not of the Lord.
Yes.
This is a great opportunity to mobilize people. And what are some ideas that we could do? Get busloads of people to come to the show.
Yeah.
You know, have party, breakthrough parties, you know,
have
whatever.
Have a watch party. You know, what it takes is it takes people who are passionate to get the message out. That
Amen.
Will say, hey, I'll go into my community and I'll be the one that pushes it. And, you know, don't wait for your parish or your church to do it. You know, if you're saying, man, I wish my pastor would do it, maybe God's saying to you, why don't you do it?
Amen.
You know, get your people together, get the busloads together, go. I mean, it's showing across America. And so I promise you, and I think watching it as a group is so awesome. You know, when people buy out a whole theater, you know, there's just incredible. They can buy out theaters. I mean, just like, don't wait, get your people together.
Do it now.
Yes.
Do it now.
Get
it
on
is,
the phone.
It's interesting because, you know, I saw it first, with just my wife. And then we saw it with, I guess there was close to 300 people. But the experience last night
Huge.
At the premiere, people were clapping. People were excited. You know, is that something that we expect to have happen, do you think?
100%.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, to go to a film, a movie that is going to build you up, to encourage you, and people were like rooting and clapping and, you know, and it's amazing.
I've done almost probably 100 screenings across America with the film.
Have you really?
To different congregations and,
wow.
and pastors, and that's the same response we get everywhere. I told Devon early on, I said, Devon, like the response we're getting out on the road is just incredible.
And tell people who Devon is.
Devon Franklin's our producer. He produced Miracles from Heaven, Heaven is for Real, The Star, worked
Amazing.
On 7 Pounds. I mean, you know, so I told him early on, I go, the response, because we started screening it back in October last year, and I go, the response I'm seeing is just incredible. And pastors, they're saying, my congregation needs this.
Oh, and we all need it.
We all do.
We all need to increase our faith.
100%.
And we need to be mobilized to go into the world, right?
Yep.
Because that's what we're called to do.
And you know, the most powerful marketing tool there is word of mouth.
Amen.
Friends, if you'll help us get the word out, you'll be the one that spreads the message word of mouth. That is the most effective way that we can do this thing.
So very first thing for you to do is see the film.
Yes.
It's yourself, Breakthrough.
Yes. Go today.
Go today. Absolutely go today. And then see it tomorrow.
Yep.
And see it the next day.
Oh, I like it. You can see a lot, man. Let's keep doing it.
You know, because the bottom line is this, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Seen it 3 times now. I'm going to probably see it another few times.
I will
see it. Every single time I see it, I get a little different message.
Yeah.
It's kind of like reading scripture.
Yes.
You know, you can read the same scripture verse 100 times, and the 101st time you go, wow, I never knew that.
Right. Well, and you know, that weekend that the movie comes out, next weekend when the movie comes out, you see what's up. It's up against Hellboy and Pet Sematary and the curse of, you know, whatever. I don't know what it is. But I'm just like, let's let the light shine. Look at all the dark movies. If they do better than Breakthrough, man.
Cannot happen.
It can't happen.
Will not happen.
You know, our producer, Devon Franklin, says this. If Hollywood puts their faith in a movie like this, if 20th Century Fox puts their money and their faith in a movie like this, the church needs to, too. Don't let Hollywood have more faith than the church has in a story like this.
Breakthrough, this is my prophecy prediction here, inspired by the Holy Spirit, by the
Amen.
Lord, is going to go viral.
Amen. Well, 125 million trailer views. So, I mean, you know, it's incredible. Highest faith-based movie ever.
Praise God. Praise God. We're going to be right back with Pastor Jason Noble. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you're on Powered by the Spirit.
This is John Romeri, Director of Music at Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. We are just months away from the dedication of our beautiful cathedral, but in the meantime, we have some spectacular concerts at Christ Cathedral. Check out our website at christcathedralmusic.org or our Facebook page at Christ Cathedral Music. We'd love to see you here.
Christ Cathedral Concerts, great music in a sacred place. For tickets, visit christcathedralmusic.org. The passing of a loved one is a difficult and often sorrowful step in life's journey. The helpful and supportive staff at the Cathedral Memorial Garden Cemetery, located on the 34-acre iconic Christ Cathedral campus in the center of Orange County, are here to assist you and your family through this transition. The more than 1 acre Cathedral Memorial Gardens is unique in Orange County, offering a central location, serene garden-like grounds, majestic fountains, and a dramatic statuary, all set within the soaring architectural gem of the Christ Cathedral campus. Cathedral Memorial Gardens now has beautiful glass front niches. Single, companion, and family four spaces are now available with interior LED lighting with decorative trim that will display your loved one's urn with dignity forever. For more information, please visit memorialgardens.christcathedralcalifornia.org or contact 714-489-6102, 714-489-6102.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you're on Powered by the Spirit with Pastor Jason Noble. The movie Breakthrough is in theaters. Go see it. And Pastor Jason Noble is shown. And actually, let's talk about your character in the movie.
Yeah.
The actor.
Topher Grace.
And he did such an amazing job.
He really did.
And tell us about, did he meet with you? And
actually, he didn't.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, there was enough video out there that he never did. And he actually gets a little, like, he doesn't like to meet with the people ahead of time.
Okay.
Because it makes him a little bit nervous.
I see.
So I walked on the set. We were on the set with him in Winnipeg. And he just told me, he said, hey, no offense, but, you know, I don't like the people being on set while I acted out. And, you know, and especially a pastor. He had never been a pastor before. I mean, he had basically just come from playing David Duke in The Black Klansman. And so now he's a pastor.
Oh, that's right. Like, I saw him in that.
He was so nervous. And so we sat down, we had lunch together that day, got to be great friends, talked for about an hour, then met him in the bathroom, which we're all the, you know, whatever.
Sure.
He was putting his pastor mic on, and I don't know if those pastor mics sometimes can be very difficult to get
on.
Helped him get that on. At the end of that, he says, you know what? I really do like you. Like, why don't you come in and be a part of this, of the filming?
Oh, that's so great.
And so from there, we got to be just great friends, and I think he just does an incredible job. One of the great, kindest heart people I know.
How did this film impact the lives of the actors in the film?
There's not one person that comes in contact with it that's not changed.
Interesting.
And so
I believe that. You know,
I mean, there were multiple people. There were multiple Fox people that were on the set in Winnipeg that got saved. One lady came up to me at the end of it and she said, I feel like everybody's walking around here with a secret that I need in on. Just high up. It is incredible. Elizabeth Gabler was there. She's the president of Fox 2000. I mean, such a wonderful lady, you know, just touched. I mean, in tears. I mean, just so touched by the story.
I have an important comment for me, anyway, hopefully for the world, that I'm about to say. I don't know about you, but I'm tired, and you mentioned a whole bunch of movies that are out there. I'm tired of seeing movies that are not of the Lord, you know, and certainly bring people away from Jesus. Let us support movies that are faith-based movies and films that encourage us, build us up, give us faith. If we as Christians do not stand and be counted, then who is going to be?
Exactly.
You know, when I went through my own diaconate formation, one of the big lines was an important comments and concepts was, if not you, then who?
Right.
If not you, then who? If not you seeing this movie, then who?
Right.
You know, if not you supporting faith-based films, then who?
Yep.
And so tell us about that. Tell us about the importance of not just Breakthrough, but this whole movement for faith-based movies.
It's vital. I mean, and, you know, I think the movies you mentioned, I actually think it's part of the enemy's plan. to provide people a fake supernatural. The world is hungry for the supernatural. They want to see the supernatural. And to me, a movie like Breakthrough comes on the scene and shows people what God can do. People have no problem believing like a movie like Pet Sematary or Hellboy or, you know, whatever that's come out. And I think it's so interesting because they'll go to a faith base and then kind of struggle with that. And it's like, no, I mean, like that's really what God is, who God is and what he wants to do. And so if the enemy's there providing this false supernatural, you better believe God needs to be on the scene showing people who he truly is.
It is so critical
yep.
that we support these films, these movies. And I have to say that Breakthrough is the number one movie that I've ever seen
wow.
from a faith-based standpoint.
I agree. And you know, it's funny. We're actually saying it's maybe a movie based on faith. Faith-based.
Because interesting.
It's such an interesting conversation starter. You know, you're not going to get preached at. It's not a sermon, but it's definitely going to get you thinking.
That's really a great point, because the reality is it isn't about being preached at all.
Yes.
It's about observing exactly what happened.
Yep, watching it.
And watching a woman who, and a community that basically said, you know what? We're not going to worry about what it looks like.
Right.
We're not going to worry about statistics.
Yep.
So many times people get hung up with statistics.
The 1%. Or how about this statement? Well, there's nothing else we can do.
Yeah, there's nothing else we can do.
Doctors say there's nothing else. And I think that's the best moment, because then it's all of a sudden God steps in and shows the world who he truly is.
Exactly.
So don't get discouraged when doctors say there's nothing else we can do.
Tell us about the doctor who was impacted there. Was it Cardinal Glenn Hospital?
Yep. Dr. Garrett. Actually trained here in Huntington Beach.
Oh, interesting. I knew I liked him.
That cold, the cold water out on the beach. He moved to St. Louis because they wouldn't let him pray for people in the hospitals in California.
Oh,
so he moved to a hospital where he could actually pray for people.
Wow.
And so that was important to him. But, his background, you know, I mean, all medical professionals, even if you're a Christian, struggle with that balance of faith and, you know, how do we balance that out? So, you know, I think in that process, he walked that in such an incredible way and really is such a humble, godly man. He's such a good guy.
Yeah, that's really, really important. And, you know, and one of the things, because so many people obviously go into hospitals and have situations happen,
yep.
is pray for the physicians.
Oh, yes.
Pray for the staff there, the nurses and the clinicians.
You know,
and so
interesting
forth.
Enough, Dr. Garrett was not even supposed to be John's doctor.
Oh,
it just happened that God set it up. And I think in that process, you know, nothing just happens. And I think as we pray, God will just set things into motion that you couldn't even know. I mean, like we look back at this whole story and we go, everything that God's done, he just puts it into motion.
Amen.
And we haven't had to do anything except just pray and say, God, you lead us and guide us and direct us.
You know, that's one of the most important things, too, that the Holy Spirit just put in my heart. Pray for this film.
Yes.
Pray
please.
For Breakthrough.
Yes.
Pray for the people seeing Breakthrough.
Yeah.
Pray for everyone involved with Breakthrough. Pray that this is the beginning of many films based upon goodness, based
Amen.
Upon Jesus, based upon a transformation of hearts and souls.
A movement of miracles.
A movement of miracles. I love that.
Yep.
I love that, because that's what God is. God is the God of miracles.
He is. And he's on the move.
He's on the move. The Holy Spirit is on the move.
You know?
The God is the God of possible.
Amen.
So tell us about what's next for you in terms of helping with the movie. You're traveling
yeah,
all over the country.
Still traveling. We're speaking in churches across the United States.
So if someone wants you to come to a church, what
yes,
do they do?
Go to theimpossiblebook.com.
Okay.
Which was the original book. You can also go to breakthroughtoyourmiracle.com. And we have a booking form. Just fill that out. John Joyce and I are traveling across the country, really across the world. We'd love to share the true story. The movie shows just a tiny bit of what actually happened. And so there's so much more. There's a booking form. Just click speaking and you're all set to go. And find us on social media. We're there too.
Get a whole congregation together.
Yeah.
Get your entire church, your entire parish together. Here's the other thing that's really important. Young people.
Oh, man.
Get
yes.
young. Get the teenagers together. Your confirmation classes. Get young adults together. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, totally. And I think that when you look at the generation that's most hungry for the supernatural and the story like this, is it's young people.
Amen.
It's millennials. I mean, we are blown away by the desire of millennials to see this movie. I mean, they are hungry to see something like this.
And this is one of the most important movies because they want to know what's real.
Exactly. That's it. They've seen so much fake. They've seen so much stuff that just is not real. And I'd say take kids as young as 9 years old. mean, like, get kids to this movie. Show kids that, hey,
it's PG, right?
Oh, yeah, it's PG. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So
what I hear over and over again in working with young people, working with young adults, they constantly use the word authentic.
Yes.
I want what's authentic.
Yep.
This movie, this story, this reality is authentic.
Authentic. 100%.
And this is going to change lives. And so, yeah, so that really hit me is that what an important opportunity for youth pastors, youth
yes.
ministers to get together a group of people to come. And then, of course, what happens afterwards? Because afterwards is also really critical.
You know what? This movie will start the question. And so afterwards, in fact, even on breakthroughmovie.com, we've written a 5-week sermon series that churches can use, that's free to download. We've also done the Breakthrough to Your Miracle book that is a great small group study. And so I feel like the afterward is just as important as when you go to the movie. You know, create a small group of people that are looking at how do we have breakthrough in our lives? You know, get the book, get the resources that are out there. And like for our book, we've taken all that we've learned. And we put that into a book for people to hold on to and say, okay, if I need a breakthrough, this is what God has shown us.
You know, I was involved in leading training classes for sure, but departments and so forth, training development. And we'd often say there's a huge difference between an event and a continuum. What we need is a continuum.
We need a continuum.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we need a continuum. And here's the deal. You're always going to have people in your life that need breakthrough. You might need breakthrough.
Wow.
That doesn't ever end.
I love that.
I mean, so when the movie is done and it's out of theaters, we're still going to need breakthrough.
We're still going to need breakthrough.
You know, and the moment that the next person falls through the ice and we need God to show up.
And I'm sure at some point it's going to go and you can purchase a video and that type of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're working on church licensing right now where you can show it in August. You know, we're working on all that stuff.
Yeah, which is going to be great because, you know, this is going to have legs, right? This is a film, a story that's going to have legs and going to continue. In the closing minutes that we have here, what's the final message for a listening audience?
Go out and see the movie.
That's number one.
That's number one. Number two, that if God can do it for John, he can do it for you. If you need a breakthrough in your life, as you're listening to us today, I believe that God wants to do something in your life that's powerful. Some of you might be at the point where you just say, man, I've tried everything and I'm desperate. It's that moment of desperation that God shows up. So don't give in. Don't give up. Don't quit. If you feel like you're at the edge of your rope, ask God to give you a little bit more rope. Don't give in. I always say this, too. If you're in a battle, stick around and keep fighting that battle because you might be right on a breakthrough. Find out what Amen. The battle's all about.
Amen. You know, what in my talks, I say there's three important things you need to remember. You know what they are? Don't give up.
Yep.
Don't give up. Don't give up.
Oh, it's so true. You know what? Keep moving.
Keep moving.
Don't give up. How many times does the enemy try to get you in a spot where he just wants you to give up? And he knows if you give up, then he's won.
Well,
don't give up.
Many of us, you know, have run races. And what does Paul say about running the race?
It's not a sprint. It's a marathon, right?
Yeah. You
running,
run the race. Run the race. And so when running the race, there are times you want to give up. There's times you get a stitch in the side. There's times that you say, oh, this isn't worth it. It is worth it.
It is worth it. It is.
It is worth it. Don't give up.
And you keep saying it's not worth it. Remember, the power of life and death is in the tongue.
Exactly.
So you've got to change that around.
Exactly. Be positive.
And I want to speak to something that's so important. What happens in a split second can change your life forever.
Interesting.
With Joyce, she had a split second decision. When she walked in and she grabbed John's feet, she could have decided to let him go home. Or she could have stopped.
So important.
I mean, like, and I think for all of us, you know, I mean, and what happened with Joyce is she'd been building this up. You cannot build your house foundation in the middle of a storm. You have to build it beforehand. And so for all of us, you might not be in a negative situation right now, or you may not be walking through difficult times, but start building that house right now. Because you never know. And so, you know, what you decide and what comes out of your mouth in a split minute decision
Can change your life forever. And will change your life for the positive.
Exactly.
Pastor Jason Noble, it's been wonderful.
Thank you so much.
A blessing to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Could you close us out in prayer?
Yes, let's do it. Jesus, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your power. We thank you, God, that you love us so much, Lord. We thank you that breakthrough is a love story, God, of your just incredible grace and love for us, Lord. Thank you that you hear us when we pray. Lord, thank you that there are people that are going to be set free. There's going to be breakthrough that happens because of even this moment. Bless Deacon Steve. I pray, God, that every person that's listening, Lord, you'd bless them. Lord, we love you. And Lord, do the miracles, God. I pray that, Lord, whatever people are needing, God, that you would reach through and, God, that you would touch them in a profound and special way, God. Lord, we thank you for all that we've learned today. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And see the movie Breakthrough, and we bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God bless you all, and have a just fantastic Easter season. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You've been on Empowered by the Spirit.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio.
This is Rick Howick from Orange County Catholic Radio. It is my privilege and pleasure to come to you each week from beautiful Garden Grove, California at the Christ Cathedral. And I'd also like to extend to you an invitation that if you know of someone who would make a great guest for our show, to drop us an email and we'll try to get your suggested person on the air. That would be at newscalendar@rcbo.org. That's newscalendar@rcbo.org. And we'll catch up to you next time on Orange County Catholic Radio.